It's time for the emergency break of the week.
I think it's a small peek inside of his golf soul. There's no way Tiger would quit at the Masters. Would he quit at the Players? Would he quit at the Car Crash Open or whatever they're doing these days?
Easy, Norm.
December. Oh, that's
hitting a little close to home for him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, true. Sorry. Yes.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Here's the thing about the Masters, Rick. It's the only major, where it's the same golf course.
Absolutely. Same venue.
And so...
familiarity, everything.
It's the familiarity... It's the fact that we all know it.
Let's see who ganked the break the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Oh, yeah. The e-break brought to us by Advanced Hair Restoration and Crawford Services AC Heating and Plumbing. We'll give you the three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Up first, candidate number one, the Hardline. It's tough to know who to give it to here because they had technical problems when they had Mark Folliwell on to talk Mavs basketball. The Hardline was out. They were on remote. And sometimes that creates a delay if you're talking to somebody who's on the phone. And this is kind of a slow burn. It's a little long, but trust me, it's worth it for the on-air fight that breaks out at the end because they're all so mad and frustrated.
It is the voice of the Mavs, Mark Folliwell, who's been very, very busy.
Mark.
All over the place. Hi, Mark.
You're doing me a favor, too, because I don't
brought
think I was going
to
work on...
Globe Life.
Hello. You're doing me a favor as well.
Globe
Can
Life.
You hear me?
Okay, there we go.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Okay, yes, sir.
Yep, we
you're
got
doing
you.
Me
Can
a
you hear
favor
us?
As well.
Uh-oh.
you're doing me a favor as well because tomorrow was not going to work on this end. We would have been en route to the arena in Orlando this time tomorrow. So it's all working out good.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad we could play bumper cars today.
Perfect,
yes.
perfect. It is all working out good. And I know you've been broadcasting your tail off, and you're keeping track of North Texas, and just all the life of Follow is in full swing.
Hanging out in New York.
I wanted to ask you this,
Mark.
Always
something fun to do. Yeah. Go ahead.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Are we on like a major delay?
On the heels of.
It sure sounds like it.
I don't know what's going on here.
I thought we were fine, but now we're worried. Yeah. Ham's, how's everything back there, Ham?
It's
feel good?
Tremendously bad delay, so be aware
maybe
of that.
Maybe we should reestablish a connection.
What'd you say, DJ?
This is so bad.
Hey, don't talk, Dave. You talked over him.
I didn't know he was about to talk, you dill.
He asked him a question. Dave, or DJ, how are we?
Not doing great.
Wow.
To put it mildly.
What a great update from DJ there at the end.
So helpful.
That was crazy.
From the outset, it was just bumper cars, and yeah, finally they all. Do you think the Hardline would do well on an elevator that got stuck? If there was those three together.
They'd kill each other within 30 seconds.
How many times did Folliwell have to say, "You're doing me a favor"? Over and over and over.
What, he did bottom out, too.
Yeah, he was having some bottom out problems.
Y'all missed it. All right, there's the Hardline and Folliwell as candidate number one. Candidate number two, words can be very difficult. Matt McLaren had a hard time with this one, and I got to say, I have to think about it before I say intermediary. Intermediary.
It's a hard one for you?
Yeah. How about you? Go ahead.
Intermediary.
Okay. Junior?
Intermediary.
Okay. Well, maybe it's just me and Matt then.
Part of the changes over at Southwest is they were going to add some like red-eye flights, so I wonder if that means the airport will stay open a little bit later.
That used to be such a common thing, and now you don't see flights
the
going
red-eye?
At, right.
Unless it's like cross-country, I guess, huh? Like, you fly from, like, West Coast to East Coast and catch a red eye for that. But I don't know if there's intermediary. Yeah, I'm done. Intermediary flights.
There you go.
Yeah, that was
if
good.
If at first you don't succeed.
Try again.
Pronunciation.
It's like marriage. Awesome.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Wow. What a laugh.
I love the...
look at me.
I'm done. After the second attempt.
That's it.
All right, one more time.
Part of the changes over at Southwest is they were going to add some like red-eye flights, so I wonder if that means the airport will stay open a little bit later.
That used to be such a common thing, and now you don't see flights going out. Right.
Unless it's like cross-country, I guess, huh? Like you fly from like West Coast to East Coast and catch a red-eye for that, but I don't know if there's intermediary. Yeah, I'm done. Intermediary flights.
There you go.
Yeah, that was
if
good.
At first you don't succeed,
try again.
Pronunciation.
It's like marriage. Awesome.
Oh, all right. Okay. 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 All right.
I like that first attempt. Intermediary.
Rup.
Threw that in at the end. All right. There's Matt as candidate number two. Candidate number three, they're back. That Saturday morning show.
Yes.
Known as the T-Box.
Unbelievable. Okay.
On the E-Break Selection Committee, we were just talking that Craig Rosengarten has set the culture for that show because now Eli's having problems, and here Rick Arnett is having problems, and they were actually trying to have a conversation about coffee, but see if you can tell exactly what they're talking about.
To your point, if you want to get a custom cup of coffee, you go to a barista, you go to one of these...
Somewhere.
Yeah, boutique
Somewhere.
Coffee places. But when it's down and dirty, man, you can get in, get out. And don't they have those flavor bottles that you can put different stuff in?
I don't ever pay attention to that stuff. I just drink my coffee.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm really happy about it. So
I like to spread out my influence.
The what?
I like to spread my influence. I like to see what's going on.
What's that mean?
I don't know. I'm starting to fade already.
What? I like to spread my influence.
Welcome Friday. hey, you know, there's one thing that I've had to endure.
Is this deathbed
Rick Arnett? Show, I know. And that's what makes me think that Friday night, do all three of them just go out and just get hammered playing cards at some local... country club? Or
yeah, they're clearly not broadcasting at 100%.
Do they get darted every Saturday when they show up, or what happens on that show?
I don't know about you guys, but when I just hear Rick's voice, it brings me so much joy because I know something good is coming. And when I hear those two voices in particular, they're the best comedy duo of our generation.
I just get coffee and I'm happy about it.
One more time.
To your point, if you want to get a custom cup of coffee, you go to a barista, you go to one of these...
Somewhere.
Yeah, boutique coffee places. But when it's down and dirty, man, you can get in, get out. And don't they have those flavor bottles that you can put different stuff in?
I don't ever pay attention to that stuff. I just drink my coffee. And then, you know, I'm really happy about it. So
I like to spread out my influence.
The what?
I like to spread my influence. I like to see what's going on.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm starting to fade already.
What? I like to spread my influence.
Welcome Friday. hey, you know, there's one thing that I've had to endure.
Which is Craig Rosengarten.
Right.
You know, Craig has a horrible co-host manner when... Rick's trying to say something, talk about it,
like, yeah.
And he just defeats him with the... I don't know. I don't pay attention to that.
I just drink
my coffee.
Right. Craig also had a great tip. When you want to go somewhere for a great cup of coffee, go somewhere.
Somewhere. Yeah. Yeah. Don't choose nowhere.
And really, if you want to spread your influence, the best way to do it is by drinking coffee.
By drinking coffee. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you spread your influence.
The conversation makes no sense.
I know. It's just, it's the head injury ward. It's everybody's trying to get better.
Okay. So is it the hard line and the delay? Is it Matt or is it Rick Arnett on the T-Box? 888-787-1310. Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break? Hello?
Hello.
Good morning, musers. It's Ashley, and I like to vote for the hard line.
Oh, hey, thank you, Ashley.
What age are we up to now?
I'm 14 now.
Still 40. Why do we never hear from Cassidy?
Because she's not really. She's sleeping in right now.
No.
She's
not
online. Okay.
Jeez. She's lazy.
Yeah.
She's saying hardline, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. All right. Thank you, Ashley. Have a good day at school.
You can
Merry
ask her,
Christmas.
George. Merry Christmas.
All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Users. It's Coffee Talk with Rick Garnett. Love it. Love it.
Yeah, maybe they need to rename the show to Coffee Talk. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. It's Sharon with the Ticket Credit Union.
Okay.
And what I like to do on a Friday is to have a nice warm cup of hot Java. Really gets me moving and going.
Okay. Then I'm like, thank you very much. Thank you.
T-Box folks.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Howdy, boys. Vladimir Putin here. How y'all is?
Okay. Is. I suspect this is not Vladimir Putin.
Listen, I got some problems with my Alice Chalmers 7010. Giorgio, ain't you got a cousin that's into farming?
Chalmers, that's an old one.
Yeah.
All right, Lou, could you get him to get in touch with me? I need to spread some influence out here.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, well, Putin's always trying to spread influence. I guess maybe he should try coffee. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Am I on IM Radio?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Unreal.
Grant McCadman, y'all.
Uh-huh.
Did Gordo have his guns up, Junior?
No.
That doesn't look like it.
Well, he better get them up on Saturday because we're going to take down the Gators, too.
Okay. I don't care.
Gators.
Well, hi, I want to vote for Hardline Bumper Cars, just so you know. And y'all have a happy, toughest team wins, and go Red Riders.
Okay. Ready? Thank you, Natalie. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Good morning to you, boys.
Morning.
I would like to responsibly vote for the influence spreaders.
Okay. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio, AM, FM, and the stream. Hello.
Hi, this is the Real Piper again. I vote for Craig Olive Garden again.
And ladies and gentlemen, they do it again.
Wow.
The T-Box has done it.
To your point, if you want to get a custom cup of coffee, you go to a barista, you go one of these...
Somewhere.
Yeah, boutique coffee places. But when it's down and dirty, man, you can get in, get out. And they have don't they have those flavor bottles that you can put different stuff in?
I don't ever pay attention to that stuff. I just drink my coffee. And then, you know, I'm really happy about it. So
I like to spread out my influence.
The what?
I like to spread my influence. I like to see what's going on.
What's going on?
I don't know. I'm starting to fade already.
What? I like to spread my influence.
Welcome Friday. Hey, you know, there's one thing that I've had to endure.
I like to spread my influence. I like to see what's going on.
You knew it was going to be bad when Rick started off with. To your point, anything
what a
to
Craig's
Craig Rosengarten's points is not going to go anywhere good.
Do you think that Rick saying, I like to see what's going on, was filler?
Yes.
No,
half
yeah.
of what Rick says is filler. Let me hear from you.
How many wins is that for Rick?
That is Rick Arnett's sixth e-brake win. He is now 133 behind the all-time leader, Norman Influence Spreader Hitzkus.
Okay.